But at that time, not too many families stayed at the settlement of Hudson Bay. The Winnisk River, at the mouth of the Winnisk River, there was no town, there was no village, which belongs to the Winnisk area band. They did not make the village. They only go there to do the fur trade at the very late spring, and then after they finish their fur trade, they leave again in the land to make their living. The Hudson Bay Company did not provide food in the store. The only thing they provided at that time in stock was flour, oats, and tea, a gunpowder, shots, primers for a gun to fire, and some axes and pots, cups and spoons. These things that are not perished in a different season. There were no other items up to 1930. There was not much in the store. Before 1900, the Winnisk area people did not settle any place. And it was only late in the 1930s that some families began to live close to the Winnisk, old Winnisk settlement, which belongs to Hudson Bay Company and the missionaries. The RCA missionaries, Roman Catholic missionaries, came to settle in the Winnisk River, in Winnisk, at the mouth of the Winnisk River, in 1900. It was in 1900, first time they built the church by the help of the Winnisk area people. The church stood for a few decades and it was dismantled to be built another church. It's still at that time, before 1930, there was no village, only a temporary campsite for our Winnisk area band who come to do the fur trade at the European settlement. This activity by our ancestors of Winnisk River, they begin to be known as Winniskeenanook. That was after the Hudson Bay store and the church has been built. And it was only in 1900 to 1924 that maybe two families or three families live close to the village. The first one to live close to the village for a long time, there were birds. There were bird families because they were working for the opposition company. And then there comes the family of gulls. And then at the same time came the hunter's family. They lived close to the village, right where the old radar station is now located. This is where the famous place. Some families used to winter if they wished there. The hunter, Abraham Hunter, as he was known later, has lived in that site for about 10 years or so. And later on, he moved on to Shakami area and began to work for the Hudson Bay, and he operated the outpost operation for Hudson Bay Company in Shakami. He was known to be called Shakami Ugamau. This went on for some times until later it was disbanded and was not operated that way anymore. Because by then the Hudson Bay had its own transportation system, which were schooners and sometimes a yoke board. We used to come and brought enough goods to Winnisk village, Hudson Bay store to stock a few things for during the short time. And then the outpost operation were abandoned.